4 years and five movies later, the Twilight Saga has finally come to an end. The author, Stephenie Meyer, created ultimate fairy tale characters that people of all ages fell in love with instantly. The movie is fairly faithful to the second half of the Breaking Dawn book. The last installment is a must-see for diehard fans that have followed the series from page to screen. Ending part one, Bella and Edward Cullen, played by Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart, have a half-vampire, half-human child. In part two, the Cullen clan, alongside with Jacob Black, played by Taylor Lautner, and a team of new vampires, band together to protect the daughter, Renesmee, played by Mackenzie Foe, from the all-powerful Volturi, who have mistaken her for a devilish, immortal child. Throughout the movie, the question that kept reoccurring was whether or not they were going to have to fight. The opening scene captivates the audience with beautiful nature pictures identical to the first movie, Twilight. Right away, viewers see the world through new vampire Bella's eyes. The audience is put in a position of feeling like they are part of the movie themselves. From the intensity driven from Bella's first hunt to the epic battle near the movie's end, Breaking Dawn is sure to keep audiences on the edge of their seat. Kristen Stewart as Bella is acted on a much better level this time around. She adds spunk and personality to the character, making the film better than the rest. Instead of being the shy, awkward girl, Bella is portrayed as a strong female role. Edward has to often remind her that she is a much stronger vampire than him. Also, she beats Emmett Cullen, played by Callum Lutz, in an arm wrestling contest. Bella is not only acted as physically strong, but also a mentally strong woman. She does what is best for the family 100% of the time, even if that means keeping surprising secrets. Audiences can also get humor out of Bella trying to act human again. Being a newborn vampire, it is tough controlling new instincts, but Bella fights through it with the help of her new family.
These will irritate your eyes at first.
The main thing is not to move too fast.
Try taking a seat, crossing your legs. Maybe a tad slower.
And blink at least 3 times a minute.
Good.
For a cartoon character.
Hold your breath. It'll help with the thirst.
Just don't forget to move your shoulders so it looks like you're breathing.
And don't sit so straight. Humans don't do that.
Okay, I got it. Move around, blink, slouch.
People who haven't liked these Twilight movies from the get-go will surely not like this one. The film contains the usual. Shirtless Taylor Lautner, glittering vampires, and melodramatic romance. In reality, the sequel wouldn't be itself without all of these things. Not original, and too out of the box. There is much more to the film than these cliche Twilight qualities, such as watching Bella, Edward, and Renesmee bond as a family. What makes part two so much better than the rest is a surprising plot twist during the Volturi battle scene that will catch viewers off guard. Supernatural powers add to what shall forever be remembered as the most action-packed scene of all the Twilight movies. Vampires getting their heads ripped off, werewolves being crushed, and the ground breaking into a volcanic pit adds to the intensity. Breaking Dawn Part 2 does justice to this Twilight saga and ends the franchise on a very high note, being the most epic movie in the series. Moviegoers who were never into these vampire love stories will be highly likely to feel the same about this one. There is much more to the movie than these typical cliches. The ending flashbacks of Bella and Edward's past together, while Christina Perry's 1,000 Years plays in the background, was the perfect way to end the best and final movie.